Lily was 13 years old last fall when she suddenly became paralyzed. Before, this Lab and Pit Ridgeback mix was a loving emotional support pet. She was known as a gentle giant. When she fell ill, Lily's owner didn't know what to do, so her sister, Dorothea Rooney, stepped in. Wrangell's part-time vet was not in town at the time, so Rooney did something she never thought she would do. She put Lily down herself, at home, without medicine.
It's still pretty raw when you have to put a family pet down that is still a conscious, you know, and aware of what you're doing. It's really heart-wrenching.
Comments on social media didn't help. One in particular really offended her.
One woman posted, "It's only $2 for a bullet. If you are not trained with a handgun, if you do not know what you're doing, and when it's your own animal, it's a totally different experience."
With Rooney's own dog, she had to schedule euthanasia because the vet is often gone. Her own dog had osteocarcinoma, a cancer in the jaw. She says her dog died way before her time because she didn't want to euthanize her herself.
It was a year ago. Yeah, and it's still pretty hard. But that's what people have to do in this community. They have to either commit to when the vet is here, or fork out a ton of money to ship your dog out, or unfortunately do it yourself. And sometimes that does not work out very well.
Rooney wants to improve options for pet owners in Wrangell. Shortly after putting her sister's dog down, Rooney spoke about it at a borough assembly meeting, reading a detailed letter about her experience. She says it was surprising that the assembly didn't know that nobody in town was certified to euthanize pets. They assured her they'd look into it.
Everyone I've talked to so far is completely on board, and so was the city's response in the beginning, was very positive. They said, "We will pay to have this done," but their follow-up is not happening.
Mason Villarma, who is Wrangell's interim borough manager, says it will take time. He says Rooney hasn't been the only concerned resident. Someone else came forward recently about putting her pet down as well. He says the city is moving forward with getting someone certified to do this.
We are working on trying to find the appropriate credentials for them to get, or certifications and the licensure. In the past, it's been offered online as a course. But we're unclear on a path forward, so we're working with the vet to do that. We have a couple folks interested, one that's in the city and one that's outside of the city.
Kim Lane, the borough clerk, wrote in the borough assembly meeting agenda packet that the city's been in touch with their attorney about a draft agreement for two people who are interested in taking on this role. The city is also checking to see if the certification course meets the state's requirements for licensure. Wrangell's veterinarian is also on board. After hearing about Rooney's efforts, Wrangell's local vet office reached out to her. Veterinarian Judge Conniff, with Conniff's Critters in Wrangell, says he's been in the town for 12 years. He advertises when he's open with a large banner in front of the office that says the vet is in, but usually he's only open for 10 days a month.
People don't come see me very often if I'm here all the time. It's too long between appointments. So while it's a little bit of a push sometimes, it's just better off for everybody if I only open up for a while and then go away for a while. It just works better for me.
That's common for other Southeast Alaska communities as well, like Petersburg, that's on a different island. If an emergency happens and the vet isn't around, Conniff is available by phone, or if someone has the means, they can fly their pet out of town.
People worry about their animals, as they should, but most of the time I can help people out with a phone call and tell them, you know, try this, try that, and call me back if it doesn't work, and then we'll talk about whether or not you need to fly out of town. And that's the way we handle it.
As for when an animal needs to be euthanized, Conniff says not to wait too long. He says it's worse to wait and have pets suffer than jump the gun and euthanize them early. But he adds that he won't make the decision. It's completely up to the pet parent.
Trust me, when somebody calls me and says they need their animal euthanized, nobody is more empathetic to that problem than I am. So I feel real bad if I can't jump right on it and get the problem resolved for them. Euthanasia is it's a tough subject.
Conniff says he would love the backup if someone else in Wrangell can get certified to euthanize animals.
As I told the folks over at City Hall, I'm very much in favor of that, very much support that. There are programs out there for getting people trained in appropriate procedures, and I'd be very happy if somebody from town was able to get that training.
City and borough manager Villarma says liability is involved, so the city wants to make sure they move forward in the right direction with finding appropriate credentials for certification. He says the process could take up to several months. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.